Thousands of students across the state of Ohio took part in a series of demonstrations ranging from class walkouts, sit-ins, vigils, and memorial services 1 month after a student in Parkland, Florida, shot and killed 17 classmates and teachers. The hashtag Enough National School Walkout, initiated by youth organizers of the National Women's March, was a call on Congress to pass tighter federal gun laws. Earlier this week, the group said more than 2,800 school walkouts had been organized across the U.S. Hundreds of students around the Miami Valley took part in the events to honor Parkland victims. At the Yellow Springs High School, roughly 75 students, teachers, and staff gathered on the lawn in front of the school to pay tribute to the victims. Students read the victims' names and shared their stories.
I'm honoring Aaron Fees, who is 37 years old and an assistant coach at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. When he heard the gunfire, he threw himself in front of students to protect them from oncoming bullets. He died the same way he lived. He put himself second.
Other schools, including Stivers School for the Arts in Dayton, staged walkouts, calling for legislators to enact stricter gun laws. Some simply held vigils or moments of silence for the Parkland victims. Students from Centerville, Bellbrook, and Stebbins, among others across the state, also took part in the national effort. A rally for gun control in Washington, D.C. is planned for March 24th, with satellite rallies planned around the country, including Dayton. Jerry Kenney, WYSO.